Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Few Dollars by Carol Vittorio Burt, Naperville, Illinois, USA. On my way home from work one day in 1994, I stopped at a grocery store for a few items. I was in a hurry, as usual, but the express lane was very long. I went to another lane and was behind two customers. The woman checking out was a young mother and her little girl. As the clerk was scanning her items, the young lady was carefully counting her food stamps, obviously concerned whether she had enough or not. After the last item was scanned, the clerk told the young woman the total. The young mother's expression turned to embarrassment as she realized she did not have enough money and food stamps. She was short around $5. She started scanning her items for things to put back and nervously looking behind her, knowing she was holding up the line. Her purchases consisted of peanut butter, bread, breakfast cereal, oatmeal, milk, and the like. I was smiling and trying to look sympathetic. I had been in situations where I did not have enough money plenty of times myself. Finally, the young mother picked out a bottle of generic grape juice and a jar of generic peanut butter, gave them back to the clerk, and asked for a new total. At that moment, the woman in front of me asked the clerk to wait a minute. She reached into her purse, took out a $5 bill, and handed it to the clerk to pay what the young mother was short. When the clerk tried to give the woman the 50 cents change, she pointed to the little girl and told the clerk to give it to her. The little girl beamed and raced to her gumball machine to spend her windfall. Naturally, the young mother was grateful and said so. The woman smiled and told her she was welcome. I will never forget the look on that little girl's face, not when she was given the money for some bubble gum, but when she realized that a perfect stranger cared enough to see to it that she did not have to go without healthy juice and peanut butter that week. The way she looked at the Good Samaritan, you could tell that she learned something valuable that day, that some people do care. That woman taught me several things with that one little gesture. There are many opportunities right in front of us to help other people. While there are many myths about people on food stamps, I saw with my own eyes how they feed hungry children. It doesn't take a big, gallant gesture to help people. A few dollars to someone like me was something else entirely to that mother. It was the difference between healthy juice or tap water for her child to drink.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.